present Old Gas and Gaiters. The Bishop keeps his diary. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil. As winter turns into spring at St. Ogg's, the bishop sits at his desk looking a little pale, writing up his diary.
Is that you, Nuke?
Yes, my lord.
You done the shopping?
Yes, my lord, and I brought you a tonic.
Oh, really? What sort of a tonic?
Halibut oil.
Oh, that was disgusting.
I thought it would build you up after your flu.
Very, very thoughtful of you, Newt, but quite unnecessary. I've never felt better in my life.
Really, my lord? I wish I did.
Why, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I think it's the strain, my lord. First you being in bed, and then Mrs. Loosemore going down with it, and this never-ending cooking, cleaning, and scrubbing.
Oh, really, dear me, Newt, it sounds as though you need some halibut oil.
No, 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 my lord. No, fishy things always disagree with me.
Oh, well, never mind about that, Duke. I've been writing up my diary, and there's something that I think you should hear.
Me, my lord?
Yes, listen, listen. Tomorrow I shall have been Bishop of St. Ogg's for 10 years, and there is to be a service of rededication in the cathedral. Looking back on this period, I realize it has been one of the happiest of my life.
Oh, how very nice.
Wait, Newt, wait, wait. I attribute this in some measure to my staff. In Henry Blunt, I have an archdeacon of unsurpassed excellence, and my domestic chaplain, Mervyn Newt, is a willing and at times effective aid.
Oh, my lord.
What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know what to say, my lord. I simply do not know what to say.
Yeah, well, that's all right, Newt. That's all. I understand your feelings. By the way, did you remember to get the picture from the picture framers?
What? Oh, no, I'm afraid I forgot.
Can't I rely on you for anything, Newt?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, my lord, but I did telephone them yesterday, and they promised faithfully to deliver your portrait today.
Well, I only hope they do, Newt. It'll be very embarrassing at the presentation ceremony tomorrow if I haven't got anything to present.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be all right. Well, I suppose I must begin to think about lunch. I'll go and put these groceries in the kitchen.
Isn't that one of those individual steak pies the Archdeacon told us about?
Yes, my lord.
Oh, good. I shall enjoy that.
Sorry, my lord.
What do you mean?
You're having steamed fish.
Steamed fish? But I've had steamed fish every day for a week. What I need is something to build me up.
And so you shall, my lord. 2 tablespoonfuls of halibut oil.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I insist upon having a steak pie.
But there's only one, my lord, and the fish is beautiful. I chose it myself.
Good, then you can eat it yourself.
I can't. You know fishy things disagree with me.
If I don't have that pie, Newt, I shall disagree with you.
There isn't anything else.
Oh, very well, Newt. You have the pie. I'll just put up with the steamed fish.
Oh, thank you, my lord. Do you want your barley water changed?
Oh, no, Newt. I'm fed up with that stuff. You can take it away.
Right, my lord.
And, Newt, you can bring back the sherry. I'll have a glass before lunch to help me appetite.
Sorry, my lord. Sorry.
What do you mean? Dr. Fox didn't say I couldn't have any sherry.
No, and he didn't say you could have it either, my lord.
Oh, I'll go. It'll be my portrait. Oh, Henry, it's only you.
Oh, I'm afraid so, Bishop. Who were you expecting?
No one, Henry, no one. It's just something being delivered. Come along in.
All right, Bishop. How are you?
Oh, much better, thank you, Henry.
No, hello, hello. Your silver tray is looking a bit bare.
Yes, Henry. I'm afraid it is. Newt rather officiously put the sherry away while I was laid up.
But you're better now.
Yes, it seems Newt is not convinced.
Oh, really? Well, I've brought you something.
Ah, Henry, dear old friend, do I see one of those individual steak pies you recommended to us?
Yes, Bishop. I'm having it for lunch. And this is what I've brought for you, Bishop. There. That'll put new heart into you.
Oh, Henry, dear old friend. What an interesting packet. Do you know it has the familiar shape of a bottle? Oh, how very kind. Will you join me in a glass?
Me? Oh, no fear. I never touched the stuff.
don't you, Henry?
No, Bishop. No, not halibut oil.
Oh. Don't worry, my lord, I'll go.
Bring it straight in here, Luke.
What's the excitement, Bishop?
My 10-year presentation, Henry. It's just arrived.
Ah, a piece of silver, eh?
No, Henry, it is not.
But bishops always give silver, Bishop.
Not this one, Henry.
But it's a tradition.
Yes, Henry, and I'm breaking it. The cathedral is stuffed with silver, and it's only got to be clean.
Yes, and it's expensive these days.
No. Henry, not that expense had anything to do with my decision. I saw an advertisement in the Times. Your portrait in living oils by a Chelsea artist.
Oh, that sounds cheaper.
Well, it was quite reasonable, Henry. So I telephoned Mr. Fosselton Barnes.
Who, Bishop?
Mr. Fosselton Barnes, Henry. He is a Chelsea artist.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he tells me he's very well known. He said if I could furnish him with two recent photographs, one profile, one full face, he could do the whole job without even seeing me.
My word.
Naturally, I had to tell him the color of my eyes and my hair.
Naturally.
Here we are, my lord. It's very big, isn't it?
Of course it is, Newt. It's full size. Now then, come on. Let's unwrap it. There, Henry. What about that?
My word.
Crikey, Moses.
What do you think of it, Henry?
Are you sure you sent the photographs?
What do you mean, Henry? I think it's a very good likeness, don't you, Newt?
He's certainly caught the color of your nose.
There is no need to be personal, Newt. I think it's a splendid piece of work, don't you, Henry?
The frame's nice, certainly.
Yes, the frame's lovely.
Ah,
yes.
Look, and here's the plaque. Look, graciously presented to the cathedral by Dr. Cuthbert Heaver, D.D., Bishop of St. Ogg's. I'll put it here on the tray.
Oh, doesn't it go on the frame, my lord?
No, it's far too large. It'll go on the wall beside the picture when the dean has decided where to hang it.
Has he given you any idea where that'll be, my lord?
No, he doesn't even know anything about it yet, Newt. I haven't had a chance to tell him.
But he came to see you when you were in bed. He brought you all those nice books.
Yes, every one on plumbing.
Plumbing, Bishop?
Yes, you know the old dean, Henry. He's got such a one-track mind. All he could talk about was the verger's new washroom. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. See who that is, will you, Luke?
Yes, my lord. My lord, have you read the Archdeacon your diary?
No, Newt, I have not.
Oh, you must. It's rather interesting, Archdeacon. Excuse me.
I kept a diary once, Bishop.
When was that, old friend?
1915.
During the First World War, Henry, that should have been very interesting.
Yes, it was. Most.
What happened to it?
I lost it, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it fell in the mud.
Oh, in Flanders?
No, in the back garden. Oh. It was a very wet summer.
Oh, really?
The dean, my lord.
Good morning, my lord.
Good morning, Dean. Hello. Are you doing the shopping?
Alas, my wife has just gone down.
Really, Dean? How long for?
My wife has gone down with the flu, Archdeacon. The burden of domesticity has fallen upon me.
Oh, Dean, I am sorry.
Yes, Dean, that's absolutely rotten.
Thank you, Newt. I fear I am a child in these matters. I cannot even decide what to buy for lunch.
Oh, I know what I'd buy.
Really, my lord, what?
Oh, well, Dean, I was just thinking of some rather good individual steak pies that the butcher sells.
Indeed, I will make a note of that on my list.
Well, Dean, what can I do for you?
I wonder if you would be kind enough, after the service of rededication tomorrow, to bless the verger's new washroom.
Oh, my dear Dean, is it finished?
The last tile was grouted this morning, my lord. And the plumbers are, at this moment, connecting the main water supply.
Oh, Dean, you must be excited.
Oh, yes, Newt, I confess I am. Will you agree to do it, my
lord?
Of
course, Dean, of course.
Oh, thank you, my lord. Oh, how generous.
Oh, not at all, Dean. Think nothing of it.
No, my lord. I mean your presentation.
I see you spotted it.
Indeed I have, my lord. And in these straitened times, too.
Dean, what are you doing with my sherry tray?
Sherry tray?
That's my sherry tray you've got there.
but it says graciously presented to the cathedral by Dr. Cuthbert Heaver, D.D., Bishop of St. Ogg's.
No, Dean. That's the plaque to go under the portrait.
Portrait? What portrait?
This one, Dean. The bishop's presented to the cathedral.
Ah, I see. What do you think of it, Dean?
Delightful, my lord.
You like it?
Oh, of course. It's most striking. But you realize in giving anything but silver you are breaking a tradition?
Oh, certainly, Dean, but I thought it a tradition that should be broken.
Oh, why?
Silver's very expensive these days.
but that, of course, was not my chief concern, Dean.
But where do you suggest hanging this portrait, my lord?
Well, Dean, I thought either in the north transept or by the west door.
Oh, in the cathedral.
Of course.
I fear that may not be possible.
Why ever not?
It would raise a certain problem.
Why, haven't you got a picture hook?
An ecclesiastical problem, Archdeacon. You are familiar with the second commandment, my lord.
The second commandment, let me see.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
No! That is the seventh commandment, Archdeacon.
Oh, really? I know it's one of them.
Thou shalt not make to thyself any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to...
Thank you, Newt.
Not at all, my lord.
Now, do I understand, Dean, you are refusing to hang my portrait in the cathedral because you consider it to be a graven image?
Partly, my lord. Also, when I look at it, I fear it might distract the worshippers. Let us say I should prefer your presentation to take another form.
But I've had it specially painted.
I'm sorry, my lord. Had I been aware that you intended to break the tradition, I should have advised against it.
Gracious, is that the time?
Excuse me. I must get back to the verger's washroom and examine the flow. Good morning, my lord.
May I see you out, Dean?
Thank you. There is no need. Good morning.
Oh, Bishop. Oh, Henry, this is dreadful. What shall I do?
Well, perhaps if the dean won't accept the portrait, my lord, you could give the tray instead.
That sherry tray? Certainly not. That was an ordination present from my mother. No, I've been to all the trouble to have that portrait painted to hang in the cathedral, and hang in the cathedral it shall. Dean or no dean.
But how will you persuade him, my lord? After all, he does have the right to refuse.
Yes, I don't know, Newt, but we've got to find a way. You'd better go straight over to the library and have a look at the cathedral statute. See if you can find a loophole.
Now, my lord. But it'll take hours. What about my lunch? My individual steak pie? It'll be ruined.
No, it won't, Newt. I'll eat it for you. Ah, there you are, Newt. You've been a long time. How have you got on?
It's no good, my lord. I've been right through the statutes. If the dean doesn't want the portrait in the cathedral, you can do nothing about it.
Ah, as if I hadn't got enough work to do without added problems like this.
Oh, my lord, is that your diary you're writing in?
Yes, Newt, it is.
Have you added to what you put before, my lord?
As a matter of fact, I have. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, may I?
Certainly do. Now, where do we get up to?
Well, there was something about the archdeacon, my
lord. Oh, yes, of course. In Henry Blunt, I have an archdeacon of unsurpassed excellence. Was that it?
Yes, my lord.
Yes. You've heard the next bit, haven't you?
Yes, my lord. I suppose I have.
Right. Well, I'll continue. Indeed, my happiness has been marred only by the presence of Dean Pugh Critchley, surely one of the most stupid, obstinate, narrow-minded, bigoted deans it's ever been a bishop's ill luck to encounter. What do you think of that?
Oh, my lord, is that quite kind?
Possibly not, Newt, but it's perfectly true.
Ah, my lord!
Oh, Dean!
The door was open. I hope I didn't startle you.
Oh, no, of course not, Dean.
I've come to express my gratitude.
Dean.
Yes, frankly, I cannot thank you enough.
Well, I must say, I'm glad you feel like this about it.
I certainly do. I have never tasted such a pie.
A pie? I thought you meant my portrait.
No, though, to tell you the truth, I have had second thoughts about that.
Oh, you have?
Yes, my lord, I've had a word with the Chancellor, and I pointed out to him that it depends very much where this portrait is to hang, providing it does not distract the worshippers. I cannot see there can be any objection.
Really, Dean? Oh, isn't this good news?
Yes, it's simply a matter of finding a suitable site. I should not like you to think that I was ungrateful.
Oh, No, of course not. I realize that such a novel gift takes a little getting used to.
Precisely, my lord. It was just the first shock.
Yes, I find it rather a shock too, Dean.
I mean the shock of the bishop breaking the tradition, Newt. In fact, now I look at the portrait, I am extremely impressed.
You are?
Yes, I look forward to my wife seeing it. She has an eye for these things, and speaking of grace, is that the time? Oh, I must be off. I have to give her medicine and then get back to the washroom. The plumbers are conducting a rather interesting test on the drains.
Oh, really? Well, don't let us delay you, Dean.
Yeah, thank you, my lord. I wonder if you have finished with those books I lent you whilst you were ill?
Oh, yes, Dean, they're on my desk.
Then, if I might take them?
Of course, Dean. Help yourself.
Yeah, thank you, my lord.
Bishop.
What is it, Henry?
The Chancellor says he's managed to talk some sense into the dean. Hello, Dean.
Good afternoon, Archdeacon.
You've got your books?
Yes. Thank you, my lord. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, dear. Did I put my foot in it?
Yes, Henry, but it didn't matter. He's going to accept my portrait after all.
He is? Oh, congratulations, Bishop.
I must say he was very pleasant about it, wasn't he, my lord?
Well, he may have seemed pleasant, Newt. That's only because he was so unpleasant before lunch. No, the fact is that after 10 years, I've learnt how to handle the dean. The secret is, Henry, I never let him know what I really think of him. I mask my feelings.
Oh, really?
Yes, well, now, what are we all going to do this afternoon?
I know. Why don't you read the Archdeacon your diary?
Oh, you don't want to hear that, do you, Henry?
Yes, Bishop.
I'll get it, my lord. I'll get it. Don't disturb yourself. I'll get it.
I thought you wanted to go to lunch, Newt.
Yes, I do, my lord, but I can spare a moment.
Anyway, you've heard it.
Yes, but I wouldn't mind hearing it again.
Oh, very well, Newt. Bring it over. It's on the desk.
It's not here, my lord.
Well, of course it's there.
Well, I can't see it.
Oh, really, Newt, you are the most stupid, hopeless idiot.
Isn't what you put in your diary, is it, my lord? You wrote something very different, didn't you?
Yes, Newton, I'm thinking of crossing it out. Here, let me have a look. What on earth have you done with it?
I haven't touched it.
But you must have done
it. But I haven't. You had it on your desk just before the dean came in.
The dean?
Perhaps he picked up your diary with his plumbing books.
Good heavens.
Well, I expect he'll bring it back.
Yes, I expect he will. After he's read it.
Read it? Oh, my lord, he wouldn't.
Oh, yes, he would.
A private diary? No one would read a private diary.
The dean would. At least he'd read mine. He wouldn't be able to stop himself.
What's in it, Bishop?
Everything, Henry, everything. My opinion of the dean very succinctly expressed.
That's awkward.
Awkward, Henry. It's a disaster. If he reads it, it'll undo the work of 10 years. We must get it back at once.
Shall I ring him up and ask him to bring it round, my lord?
What? Give him the chance to read it? No, Newt. You must go straight over to the deanery before he realizes and ask him to give it back at once.
But I'm going to have my lunch, my lord.
This is an emergency, Newt.
But can't you go?
Certainly not. I mean, it would make him suspicious if he thought I was anxious to get it back.
Shall I go, Bishop?
Oh, Henry, thank you, dear old friend.
Oh, thank you, Archdeacon.
But you won't arouse his suspicions, will you?
Don't worry, Bishop. No, leave this to me. Shan't be long.
Good.
I'll go and get some lunch then, my lord.
Yes, of course, Newt. Do you know, I think we can rely upon the Archdeacon to get the diary.
Oh, rather. That's if it's there, of course.
What do you mean, if it's there?
Well, it might be in the washroom.
My dear Newt, the dean is hardly likely to have taken my diary into the washroom.
Well, he was on his way there.
Yes, so he was. Newt, get over there immediately.
To the washroom? But what about my lunch?
That can wait.
But I'm starving, and even if the dean did take your diary to the washroom, I'm sure he wouldn't
eat it. And I'm sure he would, Newt. Now, get going.
But I haven't had any breakfast.
Do as I say and hurry. Go on, cut across the lawn, quickly.
But my lord...
What's the matter now, Newt?
I've just remembered.
What?
I didn't have any 11s either.
Oh, go on, Newt. Now, who on earth can that be?
Coming.
Oh, Dean, it's you.
May I come in, my lord? I have inadvertently taken a book of yours, my lord.
A book of mine, Dean? Mm. Oh, I don't expect it's important.
It's your diary.
My diary? How do you know it's my diary?
It has diary written on the front. There you are, my lord.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And you noticed that before you'd looked inside? Did you?
Looked inside? But, my lord, it is a private diary.
Private? Oh, yes. Well, of course, it's not all that private, Dean. Just a dreary catalogue of dates and appointments, you know. Mm.
I went to the washroom, my lord, and the dean isn't there, so the archdeacon must have caught him at the deanery.
Thank you, Newt. Thank you.
Are you looking for me, Newt?
Oh, Dean, you're here.
Yes, Newt. And he's just going.
I found I had taken the bishop's diary by mistake.
Did you read it?
Read it! It's a private diary, of course not.
There. What did I tell you, my lord? That's all right, then.
Newt!
Yes, Dean?
What did you tell the bishop?
I said you were not the sort of person who went round reading other people's diaries, Dean.
Really? And who said I was?
No one, Dean. No. No one, no one. Mm.
The bishop only said you would read his. He said you wouldn't be able to stop your...
I thought you were unaware that I even had your diary, my lord.
Yes, well, Dean, you see, I...
And in any case, I cannot see why you should object to my reading a mere catalogue of dates and appointments.
But it isn't, Dean. It's a proper diary.
Indeed.
Yes, but the bishop's written some very nice things about certain people.
Oh, really, my lord?
Yes, well, I may have written just a few things, Dean.
Yes, some very nice ones, my lord, if I may be permitted to say so.
How do you know, Newt?
The bishop's read them to me, Dean.
Why did you tell me it was only dates and appointments, my lord?
He was just being modest, Dean. He's written some very nice things about the archdeacon and, someone else.
Ooh, someone else? Oh, my lord. May I hear what you have written about someone else?
No, Dean, I'm afraid you can't. It's private.
But you read it to your chaplain.
I'm sure you could read the dean what you said about the archdeacon, couldn't you, my lord?
I should like to hear it, my lord.
Very well. I'll sit over here on the sofa.
Won't you sit down, Dean?
No, thank you, Newt. Do you mind if I join you, my lord?
Well, but I'm sure you'd be much more comfortable over on that chair
there. No, my lord. This will do very well next to you.
Now, my lord, do please begin.
Tomorrow I shall have been Bishop of St. Ogg's for 10 years, and there is to be a service of rededication in the cathedral. As I look back over this period, I realize it has been one of the happiest of my life.
Isn't that nice, Dean?
Indeed it is, Newt. Most gratifying, my lord.
This fact I attribute in some measure to my staff. In Henry Blunt, I have an archdeacon of unsurpassed excellence. Mm. There you are. You don't want to hear any more, do you?
Oh, don't we, my lord?
Yes, please continue,
yes,
my lord.
Please, my lord, please.
Very well. And my domestic chaplain, Mervyn Newt, is a willing and, at times, effective aid.
Is that all?
Yes, Dean, I'm afraid it is.
But don't you mention, someone else? Wait, let me have a peek.
No, Dean, no, I haven't mentioned anyone else.
Ah, my lord, I think you're teasing me.
What do you mean?
Well, if no one else is mentioned, why are you so anxious that I should not see over your shoulder?
Well, you see...
Read it to me?
All right, Dean, if you insist. My happiness has been completed by the presence of Dean Pugh Critchley.
Good.
The most excellent dean. He has recently completed a new washroom for the vergers, which is very modern, and another indication of what a very good man he is. His wife, too, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, is a most delightful lady. At present, unhappily, she's got the flu, and we all hope that she will soon get better and be able to look after him again, as she usually does, so that he can continue to be such a very, very good dean and efficient.
My lord.
Oh, do keep quiet, Newt. Really, quite one of the finest deans this cathedral has ever...
I don't think the dean's listening.
What? Why not?
Because over your shoulder I have just read what you have actually written, my lord. Stupid, obstinate, narrow-minded, and bigoted. Hey, my lord!
Well, indeed, you see, I only wrote that because you wouldn't accept my portrait. I was going to rub it out.
There'll be no need to do that, my lord, because now I shall certainly not accept your portrait.
Oh, Dean, don't say that. Can't we discuss
it? As far as I am concerned, there is nothing to discuss, my lord.
Oh, then shall I show you out, Dean?
No, Newt, I am not leaving.
Oh, aren't you?
Not yet, my lord. I have a few things I wish to say to you.
Yes, well, would you mind if I left, Dean? I haven't had any lunch.
No, Newt, stay where you are!
May I come in?
Oh, Archdeacon.
Hello, Dean. Been deciding where to hang the picture?
The picture will not now be hung. Do you want something, Archdeacon?
Only to see the bishop.
Oh. It's not very convenient just now, Henry.
Oh, sorry, Bishop. I only wanted to give you this.
What is it?
You know, Bishop.
No, Henry. No. That's not my diary.
What, isn't it?
What is that, Archdeacon?
Just the Bishop's diary, Dean.
Where did you get it?
It was on your desk.
Oh, then it must be your diary, Dean.
It is. You haven't read it, have you, Archdeacon?
Certainly not, Dean.
Ah, yes. May I have it, please?
Yes, of course.
All right, of course. Here, Newt, give it to the Dean.
Here, please, Newt.
You seem very anxious to have it back, Dean.
I am. It's private.
Oh, do you mean you've written things about people in it?
Huh? What? No. May I have it, please?
No, Dean, you may not.
Newt, give it to me.
But I thought you said I was to give it to the Dean.
Never mind what I said. Do as I say.
That's my diary. Give me my diary.
Not until I've had a look at it.
How dare you? It's private. Private, I tell you.
Very well, Dean. Very well. I will return it to you if you will accept my portrait.
What? Oh, yes. Of course I will accept your portrait. My diary, please.
There you are, Dean. Checkmate, I think.
Yes, my lord. I suppose you might call it that. And while I'm here, I'd better just measure this portrait.
Oh, by all means, Dean.
Yes, just to make sure that it will fit the site where I propose it shall hang.
Oh, yes, Dean, of course, yes. Where exactly in the cathedral is that site, Dean?
Oh, it's not in the cathedral, my lord.
Not in the cathedral? Then where are you going to hang the portrait?
Why, where I always intended, my lord, in the verger's new washroom. Good afternoon.
What? Did you hear that, Henry? My beautiful new portrait hanging in his wretched washroom. What do you say to that, Henry?
Oh, disgraceful, Bishop.
I should say it's disgraceful.
Certainly is, my lord.
A fine piece of work like that. Oh, do stop it, you two. Mr. Fossilton Barnes is a very well-known artist.
Really,
my lord.
Well, look at the portrait. Oh, all right, you two. Yes, it really isn't very good, is it?
It's dreadful, Bishop. It really is, my lord.
No, it is not as bad as all that.
Oh, I'm sorry, my lord.
Yes, so I should jolly well think.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just you wait till I've been here 20 years. I'll show you something then. Now that's all over. What are we all going to do now?
Well, I really must have something to eat.
You can't still be feeling hungry. Hasn't it passed over?
No, I feel a bit faint.
Oh, well, in that case, all right, Newt, off you go.
Thank you, my lord.
And, Henry, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll read to you what I've written in my diary.
All right, Bishop.
Will you really, my lord?
Thought you were going to have something to eat.
Yes, I am in a moment. I just hear this first.
But you've heard it twice already.
I know, my lord. I thought I'd hear it once more for luck.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Yes,
Bishop.
Are you ready, Henry?
Yes, Bishop, yes.
Sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Good. Right. Tomorrow, I shall have been Bishop of St. Ogg's for 10 years, and there is to be a service of rededication in the community.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows: the Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil. The Bishop Keeps His Diary was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by John Dice.